China pressuring ASEAN members to adopt anti-gambling agenda. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi has called on Southeast Asian nations to take decisive action against online gambling and fraud operations, which he described as a persistent and serious problem in the region. Speaking at a meeting with ambassadors from the 10 member states of the Association for Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, in Beijing, Wang emphasized the urgent need to address these criminal activities, particularly along the border areas between Myanmar and Thailand. Wang highlighted recent cases of online gambling and telecom fraud originating in these border regions, which have posed significant risks to the safety and financial security of citizens in China and other countries. He urged the governments of ASEAN member states to take responsibility for ensuring the safety of their citizens and enforcing legal measures to hold criminals accountable. Wang also expressed China's willingness to enhance both bilateral and multilateral cooperation with ASEAN countries to combat the spread of scam operations. The region has experienced a sharp rise in large-scale online scam operations over the past few years, with Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar emerging as hotspots for these activities. Many of these operations were established during the COVID-19 pandemic in casinos and high-rise buildings, staffed by workers who were lured by false promises of legitimate employment. Once trapped, these individuals were subjected to imprisonment, physical abuse, and coercion, forcing them to participate in fraudulent schemes targeting unsuspecting victims globally. China has intensified its efforts to rescue citizens who have fallen victim to these scams or been trafficked into working for criminal organizations. In one high-profile case, Chinese actor Wang Xing went missing in early January near the Thai-Myanmar border. Following a rescue operation, it was revealed that he had been trafficked to a scam center in Myanmar and forced to participate in fraudulent activities. This incident underscored the urgency of addressing the growing issue of human trafficking linked to online fraud syndicates. China taking control. China has been pressuring regional governments to take stronger actions against these criminal networks. In Myanmar, Chinese authorities have pushed the military junta to address scam operations controlled by groups such as the Border Guard Force in Shan State. According to Chinese officials, Myanmar handed over 31,000 online fraud suspects to China in 2023. Similar efforts have been made in Laos, where authorities, in collaboration with Chinese security forces, have detained hundreds of individuals involved in scams within the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone. Despite these measures, challenges remain due to the fragmented governance in Myanmar and the entrenched influence of organized crime in the region. Transnational crime syndicates have proven adept at relocating their operations to evade law enforcement, taking advantage of weak regulatory environments and ongoing conflicts. In Cambodia, efforts to dismantle scam networks have been hindered by their connections to prominent political and business figures, complicating enforcement efforts. China's push for stronger cooperation reflects a recognition of the transnational nature of these crimes. While some progress has been made, significant structural and political challenges continue to impede the elimination of scam operations across Southeast Asia.